Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Tuesday, getting set for a big MLB slate, including a doubleheader today. Let's dive into some of the games here, plays we like, and we'll get Joe back up here in a second. It's Aaron and I hanging out with you guys. Aaron, we got Patrick Corbin to pay. Let's start there. Patrick Corbin, this was my favorite thing during this baseball season, to pick the pitchers that we think are the worst and to fade those guys. And I think it's worked out for us for the most part. It's just, you know, each time we find a different way to do it. It's not always the game. It's not always the money line in the game. But today, how about this? I mean, I don't think we have to go any further than this. The Pirates are underdogs today. The Nationals are favorites with Patrick Corbin. This has to be the first time I've seen this. Maybe
and Quintana all has not been bad.
I know. Quintana's actually
this is. Dude, we got to bet this now. Something seems wrong, right?
So
what
do
are we
go
missing?
Well, I don't know. Maybe we go first half. We don't worry about the bullpens getting involved.
Yeah. What's that number? Hold on. First half.
Let me see it.
Plus 102 for the Pirates money line.
I'm in. We just talked earlier in the show about the Pirates and Orioles aren't that bad anymore. There are new teams.
I bet it right now. Let's go.
I'm in. Pirates plus 102 first half against. That is remarkable. Why? Maybe I have to look it up. Perhaps Corbin has some good numbers against these Pirates, but he's a different pitcher now. Like, he's old and he stinks. You know, he once was good, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I have no idea why it's like that. That seems crazy. We just made our case for the Pirates at the top of the show. So.
I know. We can't go against that
now. We're a Pirates show now.
Are we more of a Pirates show or an Orioles show? I guess we're going to find out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was going to say, when you were bringing up the Orioles, I was at the park with my daughter, and there was a little boy named Camden. And I was like, only in
sign?
This area. Yeah, exactly.
You're right. Only in that area. There's no question. Yeah, maybe it's a sign that we should be on the Orioles today. We'll get to that.
I was looking at my closet and I almost wore a Nationals shirt and I was like, nah, I can't do it. Gotta keep that, collect some dust.
Maybe a year or two from now. Yeah, let that collect the dust. There's no question on that. Okay, so that one stood out. That's interesting. We get plus money on the Pirates today against Patrick Corbin, a guy we were going to fade it anyway. Like, we were going to be on against Patrick Corbin no matter almost what the odds are. And now we get to do it at plus money on the Pirates. I like that one. Another one today that's
Bass.
Interesting.
Jake's
I was going there.
On the map. Oh, you were?
Yeah. So what do we think of this one? We'll bring Jake in here. So it's Woodruff. So Brandon Woodruff's coming off the IL. This is his first start in a while. He had an ankle injury. And then he had Raynaud's, which is like you can't get feeling in your fingers. But he's back. Brewers, even money, plus, you know, it's even money, plus 100 against the Rays, Shane Baz. Jake, what are you thinking here on Baz after taking him, a couple starts ago you were on him?
Yeah, boy. Apparently they haven't actually confirmed that he's starting today yet. The Rays haven't actually done that. So this all hinges on him actually starting. But, I mean, you have to take the Rays, right? Because, okay, actually they did just announce him. It's on MLB app now. But you have to take the Rays, right? You don't know what kind of Woodruff you're getting. Like, you don't know.
Exactly.
Like, the man can't feel his hand. He was on the IL for over a month. Like,
rusty.
You can't, right. Like, you don't. Like, what if he loses feeling in his fingers halfway through the start or in the third inning or something and this flares up again? Then what do you do then? I mean, it feels like you have to take the Rays.
Yeah, I think so. You can find Woodruff's strikeout prop today at 6.5. That feels high for his first start back.
You gotta go under that for sure.
Yeah, so and Wander Franco is back for the Rays. That, so that has one guy in their lineup that doesn't strike out. So that's going to hurt Woodruff striking. That just feels enormous. Like, how many pitches is he going to go in his first start?
Right. And I mean, that ankle injury wasn't nothing. Like, he's going to have to work, like, planting and pushing off that. I don't know which ankle it was, but regardless. But, I mean, the most important thing to me is the guy hasn't thrown a baseball, you figure, in a while with this ailment with Raynaud's. Like, you just don't know what you're getting here. You can't bank on classic, you know, vintage Woodruff showing up.
Yeah, so I'm looking at quotes from Woodruff. This thing he has, the Raynaud's, it's not gone. It's getting better. He's managing it. He said he has to deal with it, but, like, it's not like he's fully healed. This doesn't just go away. So, I'll be on Woodruff under tonight strikeouts. We'll see what the Shane Bass prop is when it comes out for him.
Paul's put in, it's 5.5 at plus money. Easy, automatic.
Wow.
You would strike out a decent amount.
It feels like the strikeout numbers are off today in that game. It's like they got
right? That should be flipped, if anything.
Yes. We've got some good pitching back.
For Woodruff as well?
Yes, you can.
-133. Shop, so if there's any better prices. But.
So 5 is like the end game, the maximum. Five,
I would take under that. I would take under 15.5.
I would too. I mean, I don't see why they're going to push him in his first start. They get five decent innings, get him out. Hopefully the finger feels good and he's back confidence. And good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's, yeah. Now watch, he's going to go out there, get 10 Ks and go 7 innings.
That definitely could happen. Okay. So we like that side. That's a fun game tonight. We got a good pitching matchup. In San Francisco late tonight, Aaron, we have Skubal, who we've been on as a potential kind of dark horse for Cy Young in the American League, for the Tigers against the Giants with Rodon out there. Rodon has been incredible the last, I'd say, 3 weeks to a month. He's back. Mm-hmm. 7 is the total on this game. That is a low number for a game, but both these pitchers are good. Giants are struggling right now. I'm probably going to be on the Rodon side. It's just a matter of how I'm going to play this, strikeouts or... 7.5 is strikeouts. All the Tigers can't score runs. I mean, that's their team total for tonight is 2.5. That's really low. I mean, that just shows you how bad their offense has been and how good Rodon has been.
What's the total on that one?
7 for the game. Tigers runs is 2.5. Giants runs is a set of 4.
I don't know. I might stay away from. Well, you could look at the under, but. I guess if you want, you could look at doing a parlay with the Giants and someone else, just money line.
You could, because the Giants, I'm sure.
Or first 5 money line.
I was curious what kind of history some of these Tigers have against Rodon, you know, being in the AL Central all those years. Mm-hmm. Miggy, you know, what used to be Miggy, you know, has good numbers.
Sure.
But like.
A lot of young guys, right?
Yeah.
Like Riley and Torkelson.
So not fun to worry about there.
There's a few of favorites. Dodgers with Kershaw and the Yankees with Sears.
Dodgers who lost last night. They got shut out in Coors Field.
I'm so mad. I had them on the run line, first 5 run line.
Remember we talked yesterday about, wasn't their team total 6.5? I think it was 6.5 yesterday. They didn't score a run.
They did not show up at Coors Field.
No, well, I mean, that happens once in a while when you play the Sunday night game and you travel. Like, they had a long Sunday, and then they, you know,
true.
Play the game the
they
next
probably
day.
Landed late and whatever. Yeah.
I would imagine we get a bounce back out of the Dodgers tonight. The total on the game is 11.5. Wow. In a
That's
game.
Crazy. Wow. 11.5.
I mean, my first instinct at a Kershaw game is maybe an under, like a, you know, 6-2 Dodgers win or whatever, 6-4. But then I worry, what if the Dodgers explode tonight and they score, you know, 8 runs by themselves? So probably won't do that. Kershaw's strikeout prop is 4.5. Oh, low.
Yeah, because I even looked around. There's a 6.5 for Woodruff. It's juiced, but I mean, that's crazy. Any totals that you see that you like?
Well, we have, what do we have here? Marlins Cardinals is at 9.
I was thinking under.
With Garrett and Hudson. Cardinals won again last night. The Astros Mets at 8. That feels a little low. I know those pitchers have done well, Valdez and Carrasco, but we're talking about two good offenses with the Mets and the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
Is Carrasco as good as his numbers look?
I don't think so.
Nope.
Yeah.
Doesn't that number feel low for Astros Mets? 8.
Yeah. Now, is that like a – could you play the Astros team total maybe? Would that be
– We're looking at 4.
Also, I think that's flipped. I think that like a couple hours ago, the Astros were dogs. I'm pretty sure that's flipped in the last hour or so.
That I believe I saw the same thing.
Yeah, I would have liked the Astros as a dog.
Because Carrasco pitched against them last week and he couldn't even get out of the fourth inning before his back flared up. And to that point, they'd already scored 2 runs on him, I think, or 3.
I mean, it's still a short number. It's just minus 180. Astros? I mean, usually they're bigger. Yeah, I know the Mets are good. Yeah.
Agreed. Oof. Minus 1.5, or sorry, over 1.5 for the first 5 for the Astros. It's minus 150.
Oof.
Yeah.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
There's one game I have no idea what to do with. I've gone back and forth about a billion times already. Oh, Joe is back. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
He's back.
Hi, buddy.
We missed you, pal.
We're just talking through the baseball slate. K-props, over-unders.
K-props.
We already found all the good bets.
Yeah, you missed them.
You'll have to listen to the pod.
Yeah. So what's the game, Jake, that you're not sure what to do with?
I don't know what to do with Braves Phillies.
So Morton's been better, but he's not having a great year, right? I feel like the last 3 or 4 weeks he's turned it around a little bit.
And he's been bad on the road.
Braves strike out a lot. What's the Wheeler strikeout number today?
It is
7.5. Woo.
And some Braves have really good numbers against him.
So that was my thing. The Braves are playing. Swanson's hitting really well, like basically like at MVP level. Acuna's hitting well. Olsen's starting to hit better. Ozuna's good for a home run here or there. Like, I have no idea what to do with this.
I think the number in the games feels low. I know no Harper, mm-hmm. right? So we expect the Phillies offense to be worse. Great. But 8, you mentioned the good numbers. The Phillies bullpen has also been good for about a week, so that can't last. That's going to even itself out. I mean, they've like for like 5 games haven't given up any runs. That's going to even itself out. You think it Braves at even money?
That's kind of like gut is saying Braves, but then my brain says you're an idiot and you didn't win a single bet yesterday, so go the opposite side of your gut.
You're due, though. You're due.
True. But probably not.
Now we're really into a pretzel.
How long does that have to be before you can say you're due? You're due.
I mean, Paul's been due for a home run problem.
Or you're just bad. I heard a mom yelling the other day to her kid, you're due. You're due. Let's go. I'm like, is he? Kind of stinks.
Did you say that out loud or did I just keep that one to yourself?
Not my game. Not my game.
Oh, okay.
Joe just beating down the little leaguer. Yeah, you just stink, pal.
Your kid's the worst. He's not due.
It's funny. We were watching the Tender Bar the other day. Ben Affleck tells the kid, he's like, all right, so I've seen you play sports. Find something else to do other than play sports. You're not
good. Yeah. Joe's telling these kids to pick bowling shoes on the way home.
Yeah, right. I've been thinking about joining a bowling league, actually.
I had that same thought.
You seem like the biggest bowling league guy I think I've ever met.
Yeah.
I could see you rocking the polo or like the button down. The bowling league button down.
I'm not wearing a bowling
suit. Yeah, dude, you have It's part of the whole thing.
I actually have one. It was from a bowling event that we had years ago. There's no way I fit in now. But I am a big bowling league guy. I was in a league as a kid, 20s, like a beer league, and then it just kind of got away. I gotta get back.
Like you drop like a
so 200. You can bowl like you're yeah. pretty good.
I feel, bowl. Yeah. Joe's turning like he's got the spin and everything. Spin. For sure.
Yeah, got his own shoes, own ball.
Yeah, I need to upgrade the shoes though. But those were purchased a long time ago. Long time ago.
Have you ever seen Mookie Betts bowl?
They call me the Polish hammer.
Insane.
The Polish hammer.
I just made that.
All right, that's it.
That's a strike.
No.
Yeah.
Like what?
I think you need to join the league.
Yeah.
Join the league and give us updates and
for entertainment. Yeah.
All right.
So this is what we need to do. Me, Joe, and Paul all join a league together. We make a team.
Yeah.
Gurch. Oh, this would be
great. We got a 4-man team. Let's do it.
Let's go.
I'm in. What's
put up videos on all our social accounts?
Has anybody ever been in a league before?
I haven't.
I've been old though. Before.
Any idea what anybody would average? It's been so long for me.
Not a clue.
I'd hope to break triple digits. Kind of like
120. I'd average 120.
Like 120 is my number in bowling and golf. Hope to break it on either side.
I think you have to be at least triple digits to be in a league. They'll laugh you
out. I'm out. I'm out on this entire idea. Paul's hoping to break 100.
Well, what's your best? Like, what do you think you could do? 200 or upper 100s?
You want to know the highest I've ever done?
Yeah.
It was about 240, I think.
Wow. If you haven't broken 300, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. Me and Paul don't need to do well. You could carry the
team. That's true. That's perfect.
It's been a long time. I don't know what I would do. That's not an average. I was locked in. You know,
the rest of us are putting bumpers on just to get by. You're knocking down 240, Joe O, Joe Gier in Augsburg. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily from BetQL.
Do you guys think the Blue Jays should be the fifth favorite? Dodgers, Yankees,
I don't.
Astros, Mets.
I mean, I was surprised to see them as the fifth favorite, and that's why I brought it up, because it just doesn't seem like they should be right there. But it probably, you know, it probably is public perception. I mean, the reason why it stood out to me is because I bet the Blue Jays before the season started to win the World Series. And I'm like, man, they've been so disappointing. And yet here they are as the fifth favorite to win the World Series. And I just don't see it.
Yeah. If you ask me right now, like to tier these teams, I would have the Braves above the Blue Jays in that second tier. Yeah. I have the I would flip flop the Braves and the Blue Jays. Like the Braves at 11-1 would make more sense than the Blue Jays at 13-1, 11-1. Like flip flop those two.
Now we should also mention though that yes, the Blue Jays are the fifth favorite, but they're really close to being the seventh favorite because the Padres are right there, and so are the Braves.
Yep. Though, if you're asked, like, I think there's a big gap between those top four and everybody else. Like, you could convince me to tier those teams any way you want based on the week we just had. Blue Jays, Braves, Padres, Brewers, White Sox, who just struggle with the Orioles.
Dude.
Like, I don't know. If Dylan C saved the day yesterday.
Where do you stop? When we go down the list and where you say, okay, you know what? I don't see that team winning the World Series. Can we make a case for the Blue Jays, Padres, Braves, all those teams in that tier? Are we good with?
Yeah, I think they all could. I mean, they could win. I think there's a – I almost think there's a bigger gap. And I know it's baseball, right, the three-game series in the first round. But doesn't it feel like those four at the top are starting to pull in a different direction than other teams? Maybe the Braves start – maybe the Braves belong with them. But I don't know, Brewers, White Sox, Rays, there should be a big gap between them and the top.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.